book that I didn't get, but I saw it.
All right. So we got here is, so we're doing the Daf Yeralf and Aleph, the Mishnah. New Mishnah. New Sugya. We're getting into the aspect of Ari Miklat, which deals with him leaving Ari Miklat when the Kohen Gadol dies. Because that's the basic halacha. That he leaves Ari Miklat when the Kohen Gadol dies. Okay? So the starting point of this Mishnah is that there are different Kohen Gadols. There are different Kohen Gadols. There are different levels of Kohen Gadols. I'll read you the Rambam, for instance. The Rambam talks about different types of Kohen Gadols. It says, so it says, like, this is in Klei Mikdash, Dalet Yud Beis. Just a little intro. Memanim Kohen Gadol who roast the Chol HaKohanim. So you appoint the Kohen Gadol who is in charge of all the Kohanim. Umoshkin also b'shem HaMishcha, and you anoint him with this anointing oil, b'shem HaMishcha, while b'shem also b'gdeku Nugdol, and you put on him the special b'gdeku of the Kohen Gadol's b'gadim, shenemar Kohen Gadol Mecha, v'main shem shem HaMishcha. Let's say you don't have any shem HaMishcha. Mar ben also b'gdeku Nabavar. Then all you do is you put on the clothing, and that's how you make him into the Kohen Gadol. Shnemar she yitzak asher shem HaMishcha, midle yisidol b'shem HaBegadim, k'shem shem Mitzrah b'shem HaMishcha, kach Mitzrah b'Begadim. So there's two ways to be marb, to make him into a higher than the rest of the Kohen, to be a Kohen Gadol. The primary way is with the Meshem and HaMishcha, with the oil, if you have it. If you no longer have the Shem and HaMishcha, there's a point where it was hidden away, so then you just put on the special eight garments of the Kohen Gadol. Okay. Ketzin marb and HaMishcha, so he says, how you do it? Fine. Then he says, Ein bein Kohen Meshuch Shem and HaMishcha, l'meru b'gadim el apar shemevi Kohen HaMashiach, im shag v'achaz men HaMitzvah, shechayv l'im chatos. So there's a certain carbon, if he does an Aveira, the Kohen who's anointed with the oil brings a special power of the Kohen of Mashiach, but that doesn't work for the if you're just Merubah Begadim. Merubah Begadim means you became a Kohen Gadol through wearing the clothing. What? If the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol does an Aveira B'Shogeg, so he brings a special power Kohen Mashiach. Okay? If he does an Aveira. Right? And so if a normal person brings a Chatos, he brings a special carbon. Yeah, that's only if he's Meshuch Shem HaMishcha. If he's a normal Kohen Gadol, who doesn't, not through the Shem HaMishcha, but through the Begadim, it's called Meruba of the Begadim, then he doesn't bring it. But Shara called Shara Dvarim Shavnei, otherwise they're exactly equal. Okay, so that's the first thing. Within a Kohen Gadol himself, there's two variations. One who's made a Kohen Gadol through the Shem HaMishcha, the other one is through Begadim. Fine. Then he has like this. Then he says, "Umimanim kohen acher yiel a kohen gadol k'mo a mishnah l'melach." V'unikar segan, you have a second in command. Who's a segan? V'unikar memuna. V'u'ayomid l'imin kohen gadol tamid. If that covered rule, so you'd have a right hand man. He'd stand to his right always. That's called the segan. V'chol kohanim itachas yad a segan. And under the segan, you'd have different other guys. He has a whole list of levels of people. Okay, and he says, "Kohen gadol l'mishuach." Now, when you have sort of orders. Right, so when you have different, let's say you have to redeem two different people. So it says, Kohen Gadol Meshuach Kodum L'Rubah Gadim. So the Kohen who is anointed with Meshem and Mishcha comes before the one who is just with clothing. Um Rubah Gadim Ha'omed L'Sha'arez Kodum Meshuach Sha'avar Mach Maskeri. So he says, let's say a Kohen Gadol is the Kohen Gadol Meshem and Mishcha, but he sees Kari, so he becomes Tameh. So now he can't do Avodah today. So now they can have someone else in his stead. So then, the guy who's actually in his place, it comes first, even though that one is only Merubah Begadim, he only has Begadim. Still, the active Kohen Gadol versus the one who's on reserve because he's Tameh, the active Kohen Gadol comes before the other one. The Overmach must carry called Overmach's mom, and if a guy is two Kohen Gadols, both of which are not active, one because he had carry is Tameh, the other one because of a mom, the one because of carry comes first. Over Machmas Mum, Kohen the Kohen Meshuach Melchama. And there's another Kohen, which is a Kohen Meshuach Melchama. Kohen Meshuach Melchama is someone who's appointed to do certain jobs at war. He calls to the people, talks about a Kohen. He's also a type of Kohen Gadol, but he comes after a regular Kohen Gadol. Okay? Fine. And he has a whole list. So Nimsu, Kohanim, Tamid, Shmonas, Milos, Ula, Milos. There are eight levels of Kohanim, basically. Okay? Fine. So that's the main point. The main point is that there are a lot of levels of Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol who's appointed with the oil, the anointing oil. There's a Kohen Gadol who doesn't have anointing oil, but it's just appointed to putting on the Begadim. Then there's another kind of coin who's not active because he's currently Tameh, so he was kind of taken out of his position, but he was also going Gozal. You never go down. Basically, once you're Gozal, you never go down. I mean, you could become unappointed, but you never go down and, like, become a regular coin. Okay? You never lower him down. Ma'ilim Mekodesh V'lam Aridim. And then there's also coin Meshoch Mechal. So the question is, the one who was at war. So the question is, now when you say that if a person is in Galus, he goes free, when the Kohen Gadol dies, which Kohen Gadol are we talking about? The different kinds of Kohen Gadol? Specifically, there are four kinds. Four kinds. There's a Kohen Gadol who became a Kohen Gadol through anointing oil. Kohen Gadol became Kohen Gadol through wearing the clothing. Kohen Gadol who was Kohen Gadol, but he was demoted, kind of, because, or he was out of action because he was Tameh or whatever. And then there's the Kohen Meshoch Mechamah. He's at war. You know, Kohen is who's at war. The war Kohen. Okay? And included in the third kind is, let's say a Kohen becomes Tameh, so then when he becomes untameh, he comes back and the other one goes out. So then that's also, he's a demoted Kohen Gadol. Okay? So then the Mishnah, now that's the background of our Mishnah. So our Mishnah says, Echad Meshuach B'Shem Yeralf Manalf. Echad Meshuach B'Shem Mishcha. Whether he's appointed with an oil, or whether he's appointed through wearing the clothing, or he was passed away from his appointment, he was taken out of his appointment, if he dies, then the rotzeach goes free. Doesn't matter which kind. Okay, Rashi says, so until Yoshiyahu, he says they had this anointing oil. Because after Yoshiyahu, they hid away the Shem HaMishcha. Yeshulo Nimshul Kohanim, and no longer did they use the oil of Lohoysen Nikeres Kuna Gdola by him, Ela Beribu Begadim. And the Kuna Gdola was only Nikar, was only noticeable on him through the Begadim, Shemeshamish, Bechaz Begadim, he does Avodah with eight clothing, but there's no like big ceremony of anointing him, and that's gone. So now it's just, he works, he does the Begadim, he's going Gadol, yeah, look at him, he's wearing all the Begadim. But it's not like, he's not the same type of, it's not as noticeable. There was no ceremony of appointing him and that whole thing. So they become psul in the Kohen Gadol. And someone else worked in instead. And the other one becomes healthy. And he comes back. And then the backup goes and loses his appointment. But he still has like a type of a din of Kohen Gadol. If he dies, Pasuk says when the Kohen Gadol dies, the Rotzeach goes free. Okay, and Meshuach Melchama, Kohen HaMeshuach Lomar B'Melchama Tzorki HaMelchama. Al Yerech Levavchem V'chol Hanyan. So there's a Kohen who announces at war, don't be weak, don't worry, Hashem's going to protect you. That's a special also type of a Kohen Gadol. Fine. So it says, so the Tanakhama says that the first three types, he goes free. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Meshuach Melchama. Machzor Sotzeach. Even the Meshuach Melchama also, he includes the war Kohen Gadol. Okay, so the war Kohen Gadol also brings him free. So you have machlokas. Is it only the actual Kohen Gadol, whether it's Shemana Mishcha or clothing or backup, or is it even the war Kohen Gadol? If Yehuda includes the war Kohen Gadol also, that if he dies, then the Rotzeach goes free. Right? Okay, question? Oh, he's adding on. He's saying there are four. Is machlokas, is it three types or is it four types? Okay. Three types or four types? Okay, then the Mishnah finishes. Lefikach imosem yishal kohanim esapkos lehem michyo uksus k'dei shal yispal b'neim shei musim. Since if the Kohen Gadol goes free, this is funny, but since the Kohen Gadol dies and the guy goes free, so you'd think that the murderers are going to daven that the Kohen Gadol should die. So in order to prevent that, the mothers of the Kohen Gadol used to make food and clothing for the people who are in the galus. So this way they wouldn't end up davening for the Kohen Gadol to die. So that's Funny halacha, but maybe we'll get to that not today, but afterwards. Okay? So basically, today we'd like to do is take up this machlokas. Is it the first three kinds? Is it just the regular Kohen Gadol that he goes free, or is it even the Meshuach Melchama that he deals free, that, you know, when they die, or is it even the Meshuach Melchama? So the Gemara takes it up a little bit. It says, Minohan Emili, how do you know? Where do they get these things from? Three kinds, four kinds, what's it all based upon? So Amar Kahana, the Amar Kra. Because it turns out there's three psukim. Three times the Torah says you go free when the Kohen Gadol dies. One is v'yashavah and mosa Kohen Gadol, right? You live there until the Kohen Gadol dies. V'chsev kir b'imir mikletos yeshavah and mosa Kohen Gadol. You stay in a mikvah until the Kohen Gadol dies. Yechsev achrei Moshe Kohen Gadol. It says, and after the Kohen Gadol dies. So that's three. Right, so you see, it says three times, and then the Kohen Gadol dies, he goes free. So there's three. Right? Rashi. Yoshua Moshe Kohen Gadol chachad. Kim nekda sheva adem Moshe Kohen Gadol hutrei. Vachrei Moshe Kohen Gadol yeshua tzecha. Tlasa, there's three. Rabbi Yehuda, so why is Rabbi Yehuda hold Mashiach Mechama also? So he says there's a fourth pasuk. Siv krachrina, loshev loshevetz ba'aretz ad mos ha'koin. Right? So there's a fourth pasuk. You missed one. Okay, sounds reasonable. V'yidach, so why did Danakam only have three? He says, midalok siv ha'gadol, since in this fourth pasuk it just said mos ha'koin, it didn't say ha'gadol, chad me'anachu. So it must be a reference to one of the other ones. It just means HaKohen means one of those three Kohanim. If it did say HaGadol, it would be teaching you a fourth one. But it doesn't say HaGadol in that pasuk. It just said Moshe Kohen. Yeah, it just said Moshe Kohen. So therefore, that's it. Right? That's the pasuk 9. That's the pasuk in Bamidbar Lamed Hay. V'lo sikhu kofar l'onis al'ir m'l'klato, lo shiv l'ashev esparz ad Moshe HaKohen. Doesn't say anything about HaGadol. So therefore, he only has three psukim. So you don't have a fourth one. Okay? So basically, you have three psukim which say, Kohen Gadol, he goes free by Kohen Gadol. You have a fourth pasuk which says he goes free when the Kohen dies. So the question is, do you say that since there's four psukim, bottom line, is there four? Or do you say, since the fourth one doesn't say a Gadol, so therefore it only counts as three? Right?
Only counts as three.
It's a hard kind of thing to define. I mean, on the surface, it's a hard thing to define. Just like a lot of numbers, right? Does he go free when the Kohen Gadol,
Shemen HaMishcha,
oil, and with him who becomes Kohen Gadol through clothing, and the Kohen Gadol who is, I guess, so to speak, demoted? Is it only by those three, or do you say no? He even goes free by the fourth Kohen Gadol, by the Mishloach Melchama. He even goes free by the Mishloach Melchama, the one who goes to war. Right, based upon these limudim in the pasukim, just three times, but it only says a coin, Kohen Gadol three times, not fourth, but it says a coin four times. Good point. That's a good point. I mean, Jake mentioned a good point. On the surface, I mean, the first three are all like what you'd call Kohen Gadols. They work. They do the avodah of the Kohen Gadol, right? That's what their job is. Their job is to do the avodah of the Kohen Gadol in the base of Mikdash, so Yom Kippur thing, and do the Yom Kippur service, right? Whatever it is. But this Mishloach Melchama is like a totally different thing. He goes to war and he gives them a war message. But that's not really seemingly Kohen Gadol. I mean, he's like, it seems like a totally different thing. Right? Seems like the odd man out. Tanakama makes sense on the surface. To add in the war Kohen Gadol, it just sounds like he's off. And I'll show you, that's the Ram Paskins. It sounds that way from the way the Ram talks about it. He says, in this case, Echad Kohen Mishloach Shemen HaMishcha, whether he's anointed with anointing oil. Echad Ruvi Gadim with clothing. Echad Kohen Hal Oved, or he's an active Kohen. Echad Kohen She'avar, or one who passed, who used to be working. Kol Echad Mi'ar Basan Shemes Machzias Rotzeach. Okay, so he brings him back. Avol Mishloach Melchama, the war one, Eino Machzir. Why? Mivnei Shehu Ke Kohen Hadiot. Because he's like regular Kohen. He's like regular Kohen. What do you mean he's like regular Kohen? Presumably something like what you're saying. Right, that, what's the difference? He's like a regular Kohen. Yes, he does have a job to go to war and to tell people special messages at war, but that doesn't make him a Kohen Gadol. He's only a Kohen Hadiot. Right? On the surface, right? I mean, sounds like it's simple. It sounds like the Tanakhama is simple. It's not really to explain even. And Rabbi Yehuda is just as far out Shita. That he's saying is no. He's also in the mix. You know, what's the sense according to Buda to say that it's what's the unification? It's the three Kohen, the Kohen Gadol or the Mishloach Melchama, and only that I'd say even Tanakama. What's you see? He needs three limudim, right? Apparently, you would have thought that you only need one. Only the Kohen knows the Shemen Mishcha, for instance, or you would have thought it's both of the Kohen Shemen Mishcha or the Begadim, but not someone who's a backup, who's out of office, right? Back of the right, the out of duty Kohen Gadol. So you see, even he needs three limudim. So you see, it's not just so simple the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol goes free. Right? Just say one thing, say Kohen Gadol. Wouldn't I know all three? Apparently I wouldn't. Okay, so a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha. Yeah, so regular Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha. or a Zona, or a Chalala. What about a Kohen Gadol? Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana. Okay? Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana. Okay? Regular Kohen is allowed to marry an Almana. A widow, that is. Right? A regular Kohen can't marry a Gerusha, someone who's divorced. But she could marry... Yeah, that's because of Zona. Let's leave that. Yeah, but there's other. But let's just take it simple. There's a Gerusha... Can't, but a widow, a regular Kohen could marry a widow. But a Kohen Gadol can't marry a widow. Okay? Kohen Gadol can't marry a widow. So what would you say about the Kohen Gadol who's anointed with the clothing, not with oil? Could he marry a widow? What? Oh, so the Rambam said they're equal. So yes, he can't. And let's say a Kohen who's a backup Kohen Gadol, that kind of the one who is out of, you know?
He's already married.
No, could he marry an Almana? He's not already married. Same thing also. How about a Mishroch Melchama? The war one, could he marry an Almana?
Yeah.
No. He can't. This is according to everybody. That's the problem.
So they all can't work.
That's a problem. That's a problem.
Are you tired?
To me it's a problem, yeah. Because he says, let me read it to you. Let me find it here. Oh, yeah.
Let's go with the Rambam, right?
Well, no, the Rambam says that he's like a Kohen Hedyot.
Oh, wait, so he can't marry an Almana, you said?
Cannot.
Oh,
but... Not so good, right? Shalosh Nashim Esrael Kala Kohanim Grusha Zonim Chalala Vel Kohen Gadol Arba. There are four women who are Kohen Gadol can't marry. Elu HaShalosh Almana, and you add on an Almana. Echad Kohen Gadol HaMishoch HaShem and HaMishcha, whether it's with the oil, Olam Ruvu Gadim, or it's with the clothing, Echad Kohen Oved, whether he's active, O Kohen Shagadol Sheminu Avar, or he's like, you know, he's no longer active. V'chein Kohen Mishoch Muchama, Kulon Mitzuvin Ala Besula V'asurin Ala Belmana. So they're all warned against marrying a Besula, to marry a Besula and not to marry an Almana. Not to marry a widow. Okay? So... It's not so simple to say anymore, like what the Rambam says so simply, that the Mishroch Melchama is Kohen Hedyot. I mean, Abayas, he says, oh, he doesn't go free because he's a Kohen Hedyot. Well, I mean, he doesn't exactly seem like a Kohen Hedyot, like a regular Kohen here, because this Isser, I mean, the way the Rambam has in the Koseres, at least, is Sheyisa Kohen, Shelo Yisa Kohen Gadol Almana. Shelo Yisa Kohen Gadol, right, Almana, Fil Bel Nisuin. So it seems to be something to do with Almana, with the Kohen Gadol. But at the same time, it seems like you're saying he's not really a Kohen Gadol. Right? Yeah. I mean, this is the Pasuk by Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol Me'achav. Kohen Gadol is greater than his brothers. Asher Yitzhak al Rosh Hashem and Amishcha. Umelayas Yidlbos V'Gadim. Right? That he was anointed with oil or to wear the clothing. Esro Shalul Yifra V'Gadol L'Yifram. So he doesn't become Tameh for his relatives like a regular Kohen does. He doesn't go out. Because he's a special crown of Hashem on him, he doesn't go out. And he? He has to marry a virgin, a Basula. He can't take an Almana, or a Grusha, Chalala Zona. He has to take a Basula. He can't be mechalal, make the zera regular. So you see, Kohen Gadol Me'achav. So this is presumably this is the Kohen Gadol. It's halacha of a Kohen Gadol. So my point is that it's not so simple just to say the Chachamim hold it doesn't apply to Kohen Mishal Chama because he's just a regular Kohen. Nothing to do with the Kohen Gadol. And oh, and Rabbi Yehuda says, oh no, it applies also to Mishloach Melchama for some reason. Nothing to do with Kohen Gadol. It's not so simple. Because you see that even the Chachamim, the Rambam holds like the Chachamim, and you see that the Kohen Mishloach Melchama is, in at least this respect, he really is like a Kohen Gadol. So it almost sounds like the question is, what about with regard to Galus? Is Mishloach Melchama... Regarding Galus, is he like a Kohen Gadol, or is he not like a Kohen Gadol? In certain regards, he is, in certain regards, he's not. Right? So I think we have to kind of figure out what he is a little bit before we turn to Galus. I think we have to kind of resolve this. On the one hand, the Ron, it's a seer in the Rambams. On the one hand, the Ron says he's a Kohen Gadol. Right? On the other hand, he's saying is he has the halachos of a Kohen Gadol here. Right? Yeah, it's true. He is anointed. I mean, it's true. The Rambam says in Zayin Aleph that he's anointed with Shem and Meshcha. The Meshuach Mochama is anointed. Okay. Yeah, okay, good. So I'm thinking like along the lines, very similar to what Mark's saying. Okay, and Matt's finishing up. But, namely, that really there's two dinim in Kohen Gadol. Okay? When you say Kohen Gadol, you can mean two things. Okay? Because you see, on the one hand, this Kohen Mishal Chama is treated like Kohen Gadol vis-a-vis the Isser of marrying, you know, who Kohen Gadol can't marry. On the other hand, he's treated, the Rambam says, he's like Kohen Edion. He's like regular Kohen. So on the one hand, it can mean a Kohen, the Kohen Gadol, okay, which is a Kohen who is appointed to do a special avodah on the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Avodas Yom Kippurim, a special Kohen Karban that Kohen Gadol brings, the Ketoros that brings every day. So that's it's a very specific quality of a Kohen. Kohen who is appointed for a very specific role. Okay? Within that Kohen Gadol itself, you have three levels. You have the one who is appointed with Shemana Mishcha, with the Begadim, and then a backup. But either way, they all have part share that quality. The quality of that they're designated for a certain avodas HaMikdash. Okay, and that's one kind of Kohen Gadol. That's one thing you might mean. A Kohen Gadol is a certain qualitative person, a certain qualitative designation, the designation of doing specific avodas HaMikdash. And in that sense, a Kohen Mishal Chama is not that. He's nothing to do with that. He's like Kohen Adiot in that regard. He's not. That's not his job. What avodah he would do, the regular avodah on the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, he has a different job, but I mean, he's nothing to do. Vis-a-vis that role, that the head Kohen, he's not, there's only one head Kohen, or there's three head Kohens. There's not that, he's a war Kohen. But the other hand, you see that in Kahuna Gadol, in Kahuna, there's levels of Kahuna. As the Rambam already says, there's eight different levels of Kahuna. At any one time, there are eight levels of kahuna. It's like a hierarchy. And that gives like kavod. Like, it gives kavod to the top of the top, and their level, there's a hierarchy of kavod and of levels. And a Kohen Gadol could mean a certain, could be a reference to a certain level of kahuna, of the Kedushas kahuna. Within the kahuna itself, there's different designations, higher and higher and higher designations, higher status. And a Kohen Gadol could mean he's gadol relative to the others. Like the pasuk says, though by this pasukim here, by the besula, those pasukim, says, V'akohen ha-gadol me'achav. She'yitzak al-rosh ha-shem ha-meshla. He's a Kohen who's greater than his brothers. So gadola doesn't mean, it's not the specific status of avodah on the mikdash, but it's in a status of elevation, of gadula. Okay, relative, he's more higher than your average me'achav. Gadol Me'achav. Okay? It's like you're calling an elevated status. And that's what Pasi says. And Kohen HaGadol Me'achav. It doesn't say Kohen Gadol. He's Gadol Me'achav. He's Gadol greater than other Kohanim. So he's higher on the chain of Kahuna. That's a different idea in Kahuna Gadol. And I guess the highest on the chain, the top of the top, is this Kohen, what we're calling the Kohen, the qualitative Kohen Gadol. And then you have the Meshuach Mochama, who's also Nimshach B'Shem Nameshcha. The Shema and Nameshcha anoints him and raises him up to a high status. This is special anointing oil from Hashem. So those are the two top on the chain. And then there's six other lower levels on the chain. But they're basically, Kohen and Gadol could just mean someone, could be a reference to his Kedusha and his height on the ladder. And vis-a-vis the Isser of like sleeping with an Almana, that's limited. That applies even to this, to both of these, to these top two guys on the chain. Okay, the top Kohen Gadol and to the Kohen Meshuach Hashem and Meshcha. I don't know why you draw the line there. I mean, that's a different question, is why. But it does seem to be tied to the Shem and Meshcha. Kohen Gadol Me'achav Asher Yitzak Al Rosh Hashem and Meshcha. It's tied into the Shem and Meshcha. So it seems to be, is like the highest Kohanim have to have a certain Kedusha. And that kedusha asers them in almana. It would be like a, it would be, it's like lo yichal zaro ba'amav. It's like lowering them, making them regular, to let them sleep with a marrying almana. So that's like a din. The isser of almana is a din in your level of kedusha. For instance, a regular Yisrael has a certain level of kedusha. He's not allowed to marry mamzer. A ger, for instance, has a lower level of kedusha. He could marry mamzer. A Yisrael can't marry mamzer, but he could marry a grusha. A Kohen has a higher level of Kedusha. He can't even marry a Grusha. Kohen Gadol and Rosh Hashanah even a higher level of Kedusha. They can't even marry an Almana. So there's like levels of Kedusha. Levels of designation for service of God. And there's different Yisurim which apply to different levels. So in this regard, in the level of Kedusha, the Kohen Rosh Hashanah is grouped together with the Kohen Gadol. What we call the Kohen Gadol. They're both on par, or at least they're on a comparable level, that the Isser of Almana applies to both of them. They both partake of this Gdusha. They have both Shemana Mishcha, and they're both elevated above all other Kohanim based on the Shemana Mishcha, and then their level is such that the Isser applies to them. Okay? Now, when it comes to Arei Miklat, that's the question. Pasuk says, Kohen Gadol me'achiv, Kohen Gadol, when the Kohen Gadol dies, he goes free. What's the idea? Is it this qualitative idea of a Kohen Gadol, which is the Kohen who serves in the Beis HaMikdash? In which case, within that, you could have said, well, which type of Kohen Gadol? Only the highest Kohen Gadol, or even level 2, or even level 3? Because within Kohen Gadol itself, there are 3 levels. So the Torah is telling you all 3. All 3 types of Kohen Gadol. But it's a din in Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol means the guy who the one who works in the base of Mikdash and has that designation. Now it says 3 psukim because within it, since there are 3 levels, it has to tell you which one. Maybe it only goes free, the high level, the level 1 Kohen Gadol goes out, level 2, level 3. No, 3 tells you all 3. But it's only Kohen Gadol because that's the way we learn. It's a din in Kohen Gadol. And Moshe Melchom is a Kohen Hadiot. Vis-a-vis this role and this designation, that's a Kohen Hadiot and he doesn't belong. There's another pasuk which says Ve'a Kohen. You know, he goes out on Moshe Kohen, and that doesn't say Kohen Gadol. There is no fourth Kohen Gadol. That's just Kohen. So Kohen is just referring to one of the other ones. You can't include that. That pasuk. This is intrinsically a din in Kohen Gadol. So if it would have said Kohen Gadol 4 times, then you have something to talk about. But Kohen Gadol, since it's a din in Kohen Gadol, it only says Kohen Gadol 3 times, and therefore this 3, it implies to all 3 Kohen Gadols. But Kohen Gadol means the one who's designated for this work in the Mikdash. But Reb Yehuda says no. It has nothing to do with the Kohen Gadol. It has nothing to do with the Kohen Gadol, the designation of Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. It has to do with the Kohen HaGadol Me'achav. Okay, the Kohen who's elevated, the elevated Kohen, the Kohen who's set apart from his brothers. Which one? Well, let's see. How many times does it say the word Kohen? So since it says Kohen 4 times, so it's including 4. Top 4 levels. Top 4 Kohanim. These 4. The Kohen Mishra, the oil, the backup, and the Mishra Muhammad. You don't know what, but in other words, he doesn't care that it doesn't say Gadol, per se, that pasuk. Because according to him, it's really a din in Kohen. It's just like a souped-up Kohen. So since it says Kohen 4 times, so there's 4 of them. But we don't learn that way, because we come in with the premise that when the Torah says Kohen Gadol, it means the qualitative Kohen Gadol. So therefore, you can't bring me a pasuk which just says Kohen, because that's not another limud. That's not referring to the concept. The concept is Kohen Gadol, so you just say it's just talking loosely there, just referring to one of the other ones. Right? Yeah. I mean, I think it helps to discover this by going through the various rabbis. I mean, I don't think I would have seen this whole thing by getting this problem, noticing. That problem forced you to say there's 2 ideas in Kohen Gadol. The Stira and the Rambam. Because on the one hand, the Rambam says that Mishul Chama is like a Kohen Hadiot. Right? He's like a regular Kohen. On the other hand, you see the halachas of Kohen Gadol apply to him. So you have to say is that there's 2 types of 2 dinim in Kohen Gadol. On one hand, he is a Kohen Gadol, and he's not. He's a Kohen Hadiot. So that kind of started opening it up. And then he said, Machlokas, this is whether or not by Ari Mikla, which one is it? Now that, go further on that, I don't know how to, you know, that's what says the Machlokas. I don't know how to go further on that. Maybe there's a further. Why would he say it's in that and that? But we don't know anything about this yet. So I don't think we're in a position to get into what kind of Kohen Gadol or whatever. We don't even know. You know, we got to just define what's given to us here. So the whole thing is strange. So altogether, it goes free by the Kohen Gadol line. Yeah. It was Lily Mudim. Yeah, okay, but the Siach Yitzchak, I mean, is brought down in the article, that kind of says similar pshat, and not exactly the same, but he throws around the same kinds of terms. So, check that out if you want. Okay, so the one we do is next I want to take up. There's two different things on this, I guess. One is, I'm out of order, but the very right before the Mishnah, there's a few lines in Ibaya, is does he go free when all three of these guys die, or one of the three? Okay, that's on Daf. Yeral from the base. So four lines before the Mishnah. Yibay Lahu. Okay, just four lines before the Mishnah, tell the Mishnah. Do you need all of them to die or even one of them? Sufficient. I take that up. And then the Gemara has this a little bit philosophical question about this whole thing about the mother making them cookies, making them stuff, and you know, that whole thing. It's weird, right? So maybe we'll take that up also a little bit.